This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
There we go. There we go. Perfect. All right. Let's see. All right. Hey.
You know how to do this?
I do. I say, hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 157 for Monday, July 26, 2021.
On the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about why the fuck it's been so long since we recorded an episode. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're going to talk about how I sometimes get inebriated and order things on Amazon.
Then we'll talk about crazy news. We'll discuss a skinny dipping visitor, a river rescue, a firecracker, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, a cereal pooper. Not cereal like you eat, but a cereal pooper like somebody who's pooped many times repeatedly in sequential order.
Yeah, it's cereal. Subsequently. It's S-E-R-I-A-L, not right. C-E-R-E-A-L. Yeah, there's not pooping fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right, right. Yeah, and then a great bedsheet heist.
Perfect. Got an hour's worth of entertainment for you. We're at it again.
I didn't think we would be back here, Rob. It took that long with all the life happening things with vacations and being under the weather for almost 2 weeks. It just, beer was the last thing on my mind, and I couldn't do an episode without that.
Yeah, it's been rough. And I mean, this week we spent a good amount of the week. I've been off work all, you know, well, by the time this episode comes out, will be last week. But last week I spent most of the whole week off work, and we were in Chicago for a good amount of it. But you know, it just so happened to work out. You texted me earlier, like, you want to record today? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to record today. So, you know, it's kind of
overdue. I meant to ask you earlier in the week, but
that's all right.
I just forgot.
I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of planning to put the lineup together.
Well, you had to ask permission, and I was making sure that you didn't have anything else pre-scheduled already, because I know how she gets.
Oh, don't worry. I asked her. I'm like, we don't have anything going on tonight, right? Because there's been a lot of times like, yeah, we're recording. And I'm like, no, never mind. We're not.
I forgot.
There's an event. People.
Dave's getting married again. I can't be there.
Dave's getting married again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way? Are they still together? I mean, it's only been a couple months.
Yeah, they're building a beautiful house.
Are they?
Yeah.
They gonna be neighbors of yours?
No, they're not. They're in a different city, different township. Oh, okay. We have townships here. Different townships. So they're a couple townships over. They're north, like northwest of us. We went and saw the house a couple months ago, I want to say. And it was it was maybe, you know, 20 minutes ish of a drive from our house. No, not bad at all. And so,
gave you some space because he's kind of clingy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's actually, we're hanging out with them. Well, we're hanging out with them this weekend, which will now be last weekend. So last weekend, we hung out with
tonight,
them.
Then we'd
and I can't
this.
Tell you how it went because it hasn't happened yet whilst we're recording this. But by the time you're listening to this, it will have already happened. And I'm sure we had a blast.
Drank a few beers. So
we drank beer. We went to dinner and had some delicious food. And you know, it's it right there.
Wow. Yeah. What did you have?
I forgot.
You haven't been told yet.
No, I haven't been told what I'm eating. What I ate last Saturday. Oh boy. So anyway.
Shit, you ready for some beer?
Yeah, let's drink beer.
All right,
we do that.
I think it's this button here.
Hey, Martin, super cool.
Oh, the volume's not. Volume's on point too, so it's good.
I even got the volume up correctly.
Usually, I've
set up.
Yeah, usually if it's been multiple weeks since we recorded, usually fuck that part up. But you did it. You're getting really good at coming back after long hiatuses of recording.
6 weeks.
You're just getting better at that, so that's good. So this week.
Yeah.
Going to our friends at Founders. And Founders, they have a series now called their Mothership Series. And the Mothership Series is an ultra limited Routine favorite. Okay, something. Let me try this again. Let me try again. The Mothership series are ultra limited brew team favorite beers, only found in bottles at Founders tap room locations. Whether it's an old standby they brought out of retirement or an experimental new style, it's sure to go quickly. Brewed for a chosen few, and I just happen to be lucky enough to be one of them. And the reason I have been is because, speaking of Dave, him and his wife, Jennifer, went to Founders. I want to say it was the Founders in, Grand Rapids though, their main tap room. I think it was the one in Grand Rapids. I could also be wrong. And he texted me and said, look at this beer. Do you want some? 'Cause you can only get it here. And sure enough, I got a 4-pack of this. And what I have is their maple barrel aged Frangelic Mountain Brown. And that might sound familiar, the Frangelic Mountain Brown, because you've had the original Frangelic Mountain Brown twice. Yeah. Because you don't follow the rules. Once in episode TTB 119, Taint and Band-Aid, and then again in episode 129, Smells Like Coronavirus, you had the original Frangelic Mountain Brown from Founders, but this is the maple barrel aged version, which is part of their Mothership series. And if you see the bottle has a big Mothership on it, and it's pretty cool. And this beer says the beer that pushed the coffee beer envelope returns with a twist. The sweet and nutty coffee notes of Frangelic Mountain Brown soar after they're introduced to bourbon barrels that previously housed maple syrup, adding complexity to an already sophisticated brown ale. Maple barrel aged Frangelic Mountain Brown will once again change the way you view coffee beers. It's 11% alcohol by volume, 28 IBUs. It's available early in the year, January, February 2021, and probably never again, because that's how they're doing this. But again, super dark, super delicious. Don't usually drink the dark beers in the summertime, but I haven't had one of these yet, and I have a 4-pack, and I've just been waiting to talk about it on the show, so I can give a shout out to my boy Dave, who got these for me. And first off, it has some great aromas. You definitely get the notes of bourbon. You get the maple in there as well, so it has some very sweet notes. And I'm going to tell you how it tastes. It's a delicious beer. Again, I like it. It reminds me a little bit of CBS because you get that maple taste. But at the same time, it's not as it's not as harsh of a flavor as you get with the CBS, because the CBS tends to be kind of boozy, so you get that little bit of a bite with it as well. This is much more smooth. It's a delicious beer. It's a brown ale, so you're not going to get that. But boy, it tastes delicious. It doesn't taste that booziness whatsoever, even though it is 11% alcohol by volume. Doesn't taste like it. And I know you love when I do this, Robert, but I rated it a 5.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think if it's a Founders, you're pretty much always going to be a 5. We've said it many times on the show that they don't tend to do things wrong. So I'll let you have that one. I would have been surprised if you did anything else.
And we've had Founders a million times on the show. Yeah. I have more Founders in my fridge that I haven't had on the show yet. That'll be coming up. But, this, again, is a really good one. Unfortunately, you can only get at their tap room, so don't look for it unless you're at one of their tap rooms. But if you happen to be and they have it, just pick some up.
That sounds good. This week I'm going to go, this week, like we've been here every week lately, but this week I'm going to go to my friends at Licking Hole Creek Craft Brewery. I've got the Blueberry French Toast Brown Ale, and it's Imperial Double Brown Ale. It says Imperial Double here. And I looked back because I wanted to see if I have had Licking Hole on the show, and I figured I had.
Yeah.
In episode 102, TTB 102, Mildly Fishy, I had the regular French Toast Brown Ale. So I'm glad that I did not have the Blueberry French Toast Brown Ale, because that would be very hard to
that would have stopped you.
All right, we would have had to stop the episode right here. So the website didn't have anything about it, I guess, because it's a special edition. So I found a little write-up on tap that I'll tell you about. It says Blueberry French Toast Brown Ale is an American brown ale conditioned with fresh vanilla, cinnamon, blueberries, and noticeable maple syrup flavor. It's 8% alcohol by volume. Doesn't say anything about any IBUs. So I'm going to, it pours, you know, it pours dark. You probably don't know if you can see it, but it pours dark. It's a lot like a, it actually looks darker than what a brown ale would be, although I'm kind of sitting in the dark. So what do I know? Let me see what it smells like. I smell blueberry. I smell some maple. It smells sweet, but I'm not quite sure. And I'm typically not a fan of brown ale, so I'm excited because I like blueberry flavors. I like blueberry pretty much of anything. And of course I like French toast because, you know, I'm a big guy. So let me smell it again, taste it.
While you're doing that, funny thing with me and blueberries, I love anything that's blueberry flavored or that contains blueberries, but yeah. You won't catch me though, just like eating blueberries standalone though.
Yeah. Well, I like them on stuff. Like I'll put them in, you know, on ice cream or I'll have them. Yeah. Of course, the blueberry, you know, pancakes or blueberry with waffles, that kind of thing. But of I don't, course. Yeah, it's not really, I'll put it in yogurt. I'll get a big old tub of vanilla yogurt and I'll put that, and then I'll put some fresh blueberries and some cut up strawberries on it. That's really good. Or on cereal, but yeah, just eating blueberries by the handful is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's like if I have a fruit salad, mm-hmm. at the end, you'll probably see this bunch of blueberries at the bottom of the bowl.
Well, no, I'll eat it in that.
See, I don't know. It's got to be with something that's not fruit.
Yeah. Well, this I think because of the brown ale, I'm not a huge fan of it, unfortunately. So I'm a little bit disappointed in that. I do get a bit of those mixtures of the blueberry, the vanilla, the cinnamon, the maple. But I think the brown ale is causing me some issues. It's a little bit more, it almost has a tartness to it, like a fruit beer would. So that's taking a little bit off. And I rated it a 3.5, which I felt bad about. But then going through, I started to scroll through the Untappd. And Untappd is kind of funny where there's a 4.25. So that,
yeah.
And then I see a 3.25 or 3.5. And then I start to see something less than threes. And then it bounces back up to 4 and a little bit over 4. And then it kind of goes back into the 3. So it seems like you either love it or you hate it. I'm kind of, you know, more towards the hate it, unfortunately, than the than the love it. And actually, here's a review. It says bitter and brown, sweet blueberry aftertaste. And that's somebody who rated it about 3. And that's kind of what it is. It does have that bitter tartness to it, which I would like it to be a little bit sweeter. And that probably would have done it. And I would have been okay. So again, unfortunately, I rated it 3.5, which is kind of a bummer. I do tend to like the Licking Hole Creek beers. This one, I am glad that I tried it, but won't be buying it again, unfortunately. So no 5 for me this week.
Well, you win some, you lose some, you know?
Yeah, it's all right. It's how beer works. You try it. You never know.
So
I'm not disappointed in that. I'll finish it.
So funny, kind of funny story. Since we don't have a random shit, I'm just going to talk to you about a random shit. So, and Kelly will let you know, I've been pretty thirsty this summer. I don't know if it's just being in the new neighborhood. We have friends that live on the street. So we're just maybe, we're being more sociable than we normally would be. Like in our old neighborhood, and we liked our neighbors in our old neighborhood, but we're being just more social than normal. Yeah. And it's summer, you're outside, and sometimes you got to drink. So anyway, the other day before we left for Chicago, all of a sudden, Amazon dropped something off at our door.
Uh-oh.
And I open it up, and Kelly's there. It's an Echo Dot. And I said, well, I didn't order an Echo Dot. I don't need it. I already have an extra Echo Dot that I'm not using. Why would I order another one on top of that? I'm like, well, that's really weird. And it came with my name on it. So I go on my Amazon app and I find the Echo Dot and it says there's no charge for it. I'm like, well, why do I have an Echo Dot that showed up at my house? There's no charge for it. And it boggled me for just a moment until I realized that there was no charge for it because it had come free with the $330 Ring security system I had drunkenly ordered on Amazon. I don't even remember ordering it. I do remember being at our friend's house and they have one, and I'd open the door and you hear this ding ding noise. I'm like, that's kind of nice. Apparently, I was in the moment.
Right? You were impressed enough with it. You decided.
I've been wanting a home security system anyway. So yeah. Anyway, I persuaded yeah. myself to order it and completely forgot that I had ordered it. So I have it. Kelly still wants me to return it.
Yeah.
I may or may, I don't know.
She wants you to return the Ring security, or she wants you to return the free Echo Dock that you got because of your purchase.
I'm pretty sure they'll charge me for the dot if I return the security system. So it's all going to have to go back. But she even mentioned it today because it's sitting in the garage. She's like, you're going to return that, right? I'm like, yeah, but I kind
of, we'll talk about it. I'm a fan of the home security systems, and I was going to ask you about it if you had set it up, because I do. It's the first thing that I do in our old house. I put in one.
Yeah.
And I they're all wireless these days, but I wireless the shit out of that one. Then we moved here. I have the motion sensor down here.
Sure.
I have the sliding glass sensor thing. And then I got sensors on every window on the lower level. And then the upper level? We have this porch looking thing, so you could get up there and get in. So I got sensors on all those, and it's all in your phone. It tells you somebody leaves the door open, leaves the window open. So it's nice to have, but I don't know. I have seen some of those portable ones that they have, and they always make me nervous. But yeah, if you want a home security system, we can take a look and see what might be cool. But it's nice to have. It's good peace of mind. Turn it on at night, and
it's like one of those things that you hope you'll never need, but you know, it's nice to have. So I still gotta talk Kelly into letting seeing my side of the argument here. She's very much like, yeah, we don't need that. We have a doorbell camera. And I'm like, yeah, that's nice.
We'll be able to see a pixelated image of the person that broke in the house and stole.
Yeah,
our
we
shit,
can watch.
Nothing to prove.
We can watch them steal all of our shit. It'll be great. So anyway, but. I digress. So anyway, that's tend to order things. Last summer, was it last summer? I think it was last summer. I see things at other people's houses. This is the problem. I get drunk. I see things at other people's houses, and I come up with ideas for what I need to order, and I go on Amazon and I order it. So last summer we were at my brother-in-law Eric's house. He's the attorney, and I was like, for some reason, I ordered baskets that go on top of the toilets for storage, and Kelly's like, why did you order that? I said, I don't know. They looked nice, and I returned them.
I thought we could use that to,
I thought
to
we put could, stuff. I thought we could put things in it. She's like, but why? I'm like, I don't know. And they were metal, too, so they just slide all over the place. It was the
clang when they fall off.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing in the world. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of stuff you got to leave to them, you know. But the electronics, the home security systems, that's the stuff that we do. But yeah, bathroom baskets, that tasted like bologna for some reason. Baskets, that's the kind of stuff you leave to them. You don't even drunk order that stuff.
It's got a bologna aftertaste, your beer. You know, I think what needs to happen is my phone needs to have some sort of blood alcohol content sensor in it.
Gotta blow into
that
it.
When it gets to a certain point, I gotta blow into it in order to unlock my Amazon app, and then once I, you know, if it sees that I still got it, I'm still with it, then it lets
Face ID off. Should tell that your eyes are bloodshot and not let you purchase anything.
That's true.
Lock that down. Now
I feel like it doesn't take much to make them bloodshot. I just living a day in my shoes.
You know the new free phones will be getting it in a little over a month. They'll probably have that. It's almost time. It's almost time for our free upgrades.
It's again. Almost so free gotta, iPhone time. That's right.
Right. We got to get our
it's really we happening.
Happening get our story straight. Sure. And I'm having mine delivered to the house. I'm not driving to UPS anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. I think last year. Well, I had it delivered to my office last year. It worked. Yeah. It worked out.
Well, it came here, but then they said, oh, you know, you weren't here. And I was downstairs. And then it's like, well, we're going to hold it. And I think it was a Friday. So, we'll deliver it on the weekend. And it was just really big thing. I was like, I don't want to wait all weekend because you had yours and I couldn't deal with that. So I drove out there and it was September, October, something like that, which, I mean, we're barely 6 months into the pandemic where everybody was going to die. Like, we're still wiping our groceries down with antiseptic wipes at that point. And, you know, so I stood in line with 75 people at the UPS store with, you know, masks and trying to stand 6 feet apart waiting
hazmats.
For my phone because, you know, I couldn't wait 2 days and still, I don't know.
We'll get back there again, though, Robert. We'll get back to that point again. There's enough people out there to just, for some reason, don't want to get vaccinated. We'll get there. We're already on our way. All 50 states right now, cases are going back up again. So way to go, America. You know,
way to fuck it up for everybody.
Way to fuck it up for everybody. And the same people, by the way, the same people that don't want to get vaccinated are the same people that are going to bitch up and down that they have to put the mask back on and stuff like.
Stores are closed
again. Motherfucker, you did this to yourself.
Can't get toilet paper.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Anyway.
Oh, man. All righty. Well, damn it. You ready for some crazy news?
Do it.
Well, this one has a video, but it looks like she's blurred out.
By the way, I love the new feature that Robert and I have both been playing with it on Carrot Weather. And if you get your weather, I should say, if you get your weather from any app other than Garrett, you really should question that decision because it's amazing. And I think it's only available for iPhone. I could be wrong right now. Or is weather, can you get Garrett on Android? It might be iPhone only. Oh, you can. Yeah. Great. And I don't know if this feature is available on Android yet, but you can record, if you hit the send button, you can record your own weather forecast, and it scripts it for you and it adds the snark that Carrot adds to the weather forecast. And so I sent
it's worth it.
I sent Robert one for his neighborhood in Virginia, and then and then Robert sent me one for the weather forecast for the door to hell.
Well, we've been to I think it was Cayman Islands or somewhere they had a city called Hell, so you could go and mail things from there.
There's a city, Hell, in Michigan.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty wild. Well, I looked for that first. Well, I just put Hell, and that's what came up because I was thinking of the place in pretty sure it's down near Cayman Islands. I was only there for like an overnight, I think, a long time ago for a wedding. So I don't remember. But yeah, you could send things, and they would postmark it. So I figured I would try to find something like that since you used mine, and I want to do something a little clever.
Thank you very much for doing that. It's great that we can rely on each other for that stuff too. I'm gonna do it every day.
I almost did when we were sitting outside eating before coming down here. I was gonna do one, but I forgot.
Every day we send each other weather forecasts for our own our own neighborhoods. It'd be great. All right,
we should and make sure, but we got to make sure that the wives are included on those texts because they seem to enjoy those.
Well, and that's why we have the group chat.
Yep.
You know,
we really enjoy that kind of stuff.
Keep them engaged in the process of our friendship. So I just sent you an Apple Maps link to Hell, Michigan. You're welcome. It's a small town.
Right.
I heard it's beautiful. There's a lot of water over there.
Well, to see where that is.
Speaking of hell, our first story brings us to Florida.
Same thing.
Where a woman refuses to leave after caught skinny dipping in Port Charlotte pool. A Port Charlotte woman was arrested after a man found her naked in his pool in Cambridge Drive in Charlotte. Sissy. Charlotte or Charlotte. I don't know which one.
Charlotte.
Charlotte County. Heather Kennedy, 42, is facing charges of trespassing and resisting arrest. After refusing to leave while skinny dipping in a stranger's pool, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, the man, and I said Charlotte, by the way, because there's a Charlotte in Michigan. The man was coming home from a doctor's appointment when he noticed clothing scattered across his lanai. Deputies said on closer inspection, the man saw a nude woman in his pool and called authorities. When deputies arrived, the woman was hostile towards them and demanded they leave her alone. Deputies said they told Kennedy to get dressed and get out of the pool multiple times before she finally got out and put her clothes on. The 42-year-old then pulled away from deputies trying to detain her and told them she would not be going anywhere, deputies said. Kennedy was taken to the Charlotte County Jail, where she refused to reveal her identity to authorities, according to the arrest report. Investigators later identified her by looking at past jail booking photos. So this is not the first time she's been incarcerated. Good old Heather Kennedy.
The reactions to the story there, powered by ukulele or whatever that says, 65% were amused by that, 14% were happy, and 4% were angry.
I'm trying to find a. Excited. I need to find a mugshot of her. Oh.
I thought there was one somewhere.
I found one.
Uh-oh.
It's not.
Not good.
I'm going to just say that she's not really
spent time in the sun.
She's got a lot of sun damage. Apparently you can tell she's swam naked in many pools in her life. Yeah. And hasn't worn sunscreen, and she's just not somebody you want to find naked in your pool. I was going to say, depending on, you know, if you flop the 4 and the 2, and you know, take away some sun damage, maybe you find somebody like that in your pool and you don't call the police. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Not that being in your mid 40s makes you less attractive, I should say.
Right.
I'm recanting what I said a moment ago. I am a man who is knocking on 40's door at the moment,
and
all right, what do we got? Where are we going next?
The next story is going to take us to our friends at the shovel, New York Post.
Start digging through the cement.
New York Post, and let's see where this is. It is in Japan.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yep. So this is before the Olympics, though, Rob. An emergency crew rescues a sex doll after mistaking it for a drowning woman.
Did her fucking head fall off?
In her, there is a picture. Well, she's face down. Emergency rescue killer hilariously mistook a sex doll for a floating corpse of a drowned woman. They issued an SOS, save our sex doll. A team of emergency rescue divers was flummoxed after responding to the scene of a nude drowning woman, only to discover that it was actually a floating life-size sex doll. The uproarious gaffe was chronicled on Twitter by YouTuber Natsuki Tanaka, who had initially believed she was witnessing a real-life rescue in the city of Hachinohe off Japan's northeast coast, Kotaku reported.
You can't perform CPR and a doll is stuck with her mouth open like this.
Right.
Less toothy, though.
She's gummy. While filming a fishing video, I thought a dead body floating in the water had washed up.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just a blow-up doll.
Whoopsie.
Tanaka wrote about the strange scene, which occurred last week. The influencer, yes, she has more than 272,000 subscribers on YouTube.
The doll?
Added that someone else had mistakenly phoned the authorities over the drowning woman, prompting a Blues Brothers-esque army of emergency services to arrive, ready to rescue what they thought was a person in peril, or, you know, face down the whole time, didn't alert them that they couldn't save her. Indeed, accompanying photos show multiple fire and rescue brigades, police, and ambulance workers to dredge the dummy from the water in front of a crowd of onlookers.
Nice
they all just
booty.
Wanted to see her naked. Thankfully, the adult toy was rescued safely. Then there's it looks like her head did deflate in one of those tweets.
It looks like a headless woman. This being the tallest and the tallest Asian ever, by the way. She is very tall, it looks in this picture.
Oh, man. Her legs didn't absorb the water very well.
No.
It's unclear how the blow-up doll ended up in the water. Perhaps this once devoted doll lover finally got fed up with his silicone soulmate. I think that's probably somebody we've covered. Let's see.
She cheated on him, so he severed her head and threw her in the river.
She did. However, another Twitter user who also documented the bizarre rescue chalk up the incident to illegal dumping of oversized trash, which is unsurprising given Japan's stringent laws concerning garbage disposal.
Yeah.
Thankfully, one Japanese company has devised a more tasteful, eco-friendly way to put one's inflatable paramours out to pasture by throwing them a funeral complete with candles, undertakers, and even mourning mannequins.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great.
So yeah, that's kind of weird. And then
I mean, it's Japan. What do you want?
Yeah,
they're different. They're different there.
A lot going on over there.
There's a lot going on there. There's an Olympics, a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen the opening ceremony, but from what I've heard is in between, whenever the music or anything stopped, you just heard all the protesters who were out, like
outside
of the building, pissed off that they're flying people from all over the world into their city to participate in Olympic Games and whatever. But anyway,
I'm just trying to figure out which of these is going to make it into the show art.
Hopefully the one with the booty in it. Just to get people to listen to the show, they're going to look at that and be like, is that a mannequin? Or
well, that's my new phone wallpaper, so I can't use that, right?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Oh, man.
I use the one with the legs that are about 8 feet long because there's soaked full of water and stretched.
I'll let you, as per usual, use your discretion on that. You get right. You make the show art. You pick the photos.
Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. So... We're going back to Florida. We're going back.
Right.
Already been to Florida once. Japan. We're going to go again. So we're going to go to Cape Coral. Why don't
That's where they launched the spaceships.
Yeah. Why don't I know how to say city names tonight?
Charlotte. Hey, I'm just glad you said Lanai. I was waiting for that one.
I know what a fucking Lanai. Okay.
I pre-read that.
Yeah. A lot of my neighbors have them. So anyway, so we're going to Cape Coral. Cape Coral man wakes his neighbors by screaming and pretending to be a firework. A man protesting pyrotechnics was caught at a Cape Coral security system screaming around 3 a.m. on Friday morning. Firecracker, firecracker, boom, yelled the unidentified man. People living in the southeast 10th Avenue Canal got an early 4th of July show. It wasn't one you could see, but you could definitely hear it. Dogs were barking. We go outside, and this guy was screaming. I mean, so loud, said Sarah Warnack, or Warnacki. I don't know. I don't know how to say things tonight. Whose security camera captured the screaming. He seemed to be upset that people were celebrating early. All this happened just before 3 a.m., so she shouted back.
I have the story if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play the audio, Robert, so we can really get...
Fourth of July is still days away, and people in this Cape Coral neighborhood are already fed up with fireworks. One guy had a unique way of showing it. A surveillance camera caught him screaming firework noises across the canal on Southeast 10th Avenue, and this was in the middle of the night, by the way.
Neighbors were not amused, as you can imagine. NBC2's Gage Goulding talked to the woman who had enough and yelled back about the pyrotechnic protest.
Firecracker!
Boom. People living on a Cape Coral canal got an early 4th of July show.
Boom, 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 firecracker!
It wasn't one you could see, but you could definitely hear it.
The dogs were barking and we go outside and,
sounds like
and this guy is screaming, I mean, so loud.
Sarah Warnacki came outside. This is where she could hear someone screaming from across the darkness of the canal, putting on his own show in protest of pyrotechnics.
He seemed to be upset that people were celebrating early.
The time, just before 3 a.m. last Friday. So she shouted back.
Firecracker!
Shut up!
Bottle rocket! That's f***ing annoying, isn't it? What the f*** doing it in the middle of the night?
Well, he's definitely out there. He's definitely on something, maybe.
Fireworks are legal in Florida on 3 days, the 4th of July being one of them. While legal, they still might violate Cape Coral's noise ordinance.
Firecracker!
Really, but this guy
is, too.
Yeah.
Pretending to be a firework is also going to run afoul of our noise ordinances.
Cape police responded to 6 different firework-related calls in the last 48 hours alone. Neighbors I spoke with say they didn't hear any fireworks that night. Warnacki, though, has a theory on why this guy was putting on his own display.
He thought last year probably that I'm going to wake them up like they woke me up with the fireworks.
I knocked on every door in the area where this happened. No one admitted that this was them.
Sleep, sleep. Work in the AM.
leaving the question, will the person that's all about sleep ruin others again before the holidays here?
Makes you wonder what's gonna go on in the next few days, you know, until 4th of July.
Reporting in Cape Coral. Gage Golding, NBC 2.
That's pretty amazing. That guy, we should have him on the show. Too bad they couldn't figure out who he is. Because, right. And, I mean, I get it, right? I mean, you know, I don't mind the fireworks. I don't at all. It's the ones that, like, at 2 in the morning that are lighting off, like, the M80s, and just the ones that all they do is make a ridiculously loud booming sound. Like, those are the ones that piss me off. Or, like, it's August, and they're still lighting off fireworks. Like, that's... Fucking annoying, isn't it?
Doing it in the middle of the night, firecracker! Oh! Sleep! Work in the AM! Pop, 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 pop!
Look at the pops. Guy.
Boom!
Like, do you think, was he up, or did he set his alarm for 2:45 and was like, all right, it's fucking showtime.
I don't know. It is pretty good.
I mean,
I guess he figured he could get away with it because he was just out there shouting. But
well, that's the thing. Man. You're fighting fire with fire. You're fighting fire with shouting. But
firecracker,
bottle rocket.
I made a mistake there by not isolating the lady shouting at him. Shut up.
Oh man, it's got the whole canal awake at 3 a.m. That'll teach them.
Oh man, well damn it. Well, the next one's going to take us to our friends at MSN. Of course, that last one, that story was copyright by NBC2 or whoever it is. You can follow the link in the show notes and watch the story yourself. But MSN tells us about this Nevada woman who breaks into a dentist office.
MSN's still a thing?
Yeah, MSN, yep.
I'm just saying, wow. Okay, yeah, I haven't read anything from MSN in probably 20 years. I'm glad they're still around. They're doing great. They're writing news stories, and we're about to hear all. I mean, I know like MSNBC, obviously, but just MSN.
You don't still have your MSN.com email address.
Did you get this? Did you get this shit off a dial-up? What's going on? Are we sure that this story wasn't written in 1998,
Rob?
Oh yeah, that's when MSN was super popular.
Well, it tells us about a Nevada woman.
You got fucking MSN over here
into a dentist office.
This is perfect.
And pulled 13 teeth from a patient.
Whoops.
A Nevada woman broke into a dentist's office, stole money, and pulled 13 teeth
from an
unconscious patient.
You know, that's less teeth than the average Floridian has, so it would be nearly impossible to pull that many teeth from most people in Florida.
Well, imagine that. You're at the dentist, you're just chilling there unconscious, and then you wake up and 13 teeth were pulled by some random homeless woman. That they let in.
Somebody just helped yourself to my mouth. Help.
Oh man.
Oh, I need shit.
Good news. Depending on we didn't Google her, but she was probably not naked. But the deputies allege that Laurel Eich, who is not a dentist, broke into a dental office where she claimed she had formerly worked.
I'm listening.
Wow, that makes more sense. Wow. She allegedly stole $22,861 in cash and checks during the May 3rd break-in in Washoe County. And the Washoe County Sheriff's Office said in a press release, meanwhile, the tooth extraction occurred on a different date than the break-in. She told deputies. She also admitted to using anesthetic.
I'm still here. What's wrong?
Well, I was just stopping because I didn't know if you had any witty comebacks for any of this. I didn't know if you had your headphones still on or even where you went. Oh. I just looked up and you were gone.
I told you I was listening.
Oh, well, I was reading.
I told you. No, these are wipes because I got beer all over my desk.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, she stole the money. And meanwhile, the tooth extraction occurred on a different date than the break-in.
Oh, my goodness.
She also admitted to using anesthetic disposed of by the office. Ice 42, so she's the same age as the naked chick in the pool, was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of burglary and one count each of grand larceny, conspiracy to commit burglary, and perform surgery on another without a medical license.
That's a thing.
Yep. Investigators did not say how well. One of the stories was about a guy who was doing castrations in his backyard, and there weren't animals. I decided to opt out of that one. Investigators did not say how they determined Ice to be a person of interest in the case, but they said that she had admitted to multiple people, including deputies, that she had performed the medical procedure. Ice, a resident of Reno, allegedly performed the extractions on her own time. She remains in custody in the Washoe County Jail on $20,000 bond.
Oh, man.
I'm going to Google her now and see what she... She's probably the same one that was in the pool.
Angela,
oh, just, boy.
Is it a mess? Never that once. Not that I'd want my teeth extracted by anybody, regardless of what they look like. Man.
Anywho.
Let's keep that in Vegas. All right. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Speaking of shit, see what I did there? See what I did there?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. How do I? Oh, damn it. Hold on. Daily news. If you have an ad blocker, you got to. All right. during our fund. Ad blocking ads blogs our funding. That's fine.
What the actual fuck?
I'm sure other people are typing up this article anyway. Let's see here. Oh, here it is. All right.
They don't have reader mode in Michigan?
They do. Oh, does that? No, I accidentally, it wants me to, I'm not interested. No. Oh, here we go. Oh, the photos. All right. So, you know, we've, listen.
She's a handsome woman.
Listen, we've had a lot of people that have defecated in public on our show. Not, we haven't had them on the show. We've talked about them, though.
Right. We wanted to.
Yeah, we wanted to.
They said just, no.
They were unavailable at the time.
Not you, losers.
And this has taken us to taking us over to the UK. Great. Where right. Serial pooper.
You can tell by the haircut, Rob.
Yeah, that's because they don't make it. It's like she's from Florida. Where a serial
the UK eye tattoo.
The UK, Great Britain. Where a serial pooper was banned from defecating, urinating in open spaces after numerous convictions in British towns. She's banned from defecating and urinating right. in open spaces.
She can no longer poop, Rob.
So she could do that before? I don't know how the rules right. work over there, but here you can't ever do that, regardless of who you are, if you are a person, not an animal.
Yeah.
But anyway, she broke the number
she
two rule.
Cuts her own hair too, I think.
She broke the number two rule over and over again. A British serial pooper has been officially banned from defecating and urinating in any open space in her town after more than two decades of criminal behavior, police said.
Criminal shitting.
Up until then, it was fine, apparently. Amanda Lee, 50, has been breaking the law since at least 1996. That was the first time she shat in public. With 15 right. convictions for antisocial behavior, because it's not socially appropriate to do this. Right. Harassment, public order violations, and abusing the country's 999 emergency phone number. So I guess it's the 911 of the UK, right. according to the police in the Northwest English.
It's
county
faster
of,
to dial 999.
Cheshire. That's true.
Same button.
Yeah, I feel like you butt dial more though.
Right.
There comes a point when you have to say is enough, and take additional action to protect the community. And businesses in the area, police constable Alex Barker said Tuesday.
Barker.
I said Barker. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, this lady. Oh. I don't know if it's the bright red eyeliner that looks like it was Looks like Harrison drew him on for the heart tattoo, the heart tear tattoos. Oh boy.
Oh, she cut her own hair on the sides there too. You can tell.
Yeah, no, it's
clippers definitely were dying.
It's definitely crooked. And I'm sure you'll be able just to check the show art and see this lady.
Yes.
The crew resident had been issued a criminal behavior order, or CBO, which explicitly prohibits her from committing some of her most common crimes for 5 years, with violations carrying a prison sentence of up to 5 years. In addition to the urination and defecation ban, which is in effect for both public and private open spaces, Lee cannot carry open containers of alcohol in public. Contact police on 999 unless she has a genuine reason for doing so, or use abusive language in a public place, including using a dog to threaten or intimidate people, according to the police. There's a lot going on here.
Right.
Yeah, she's being banned from doing lots of things that she shouldn't have been doing in the first place. A criminal behavior order is sought since all reasonable avenues have been explored regarding persistent offenders, Barker said in a statement. In this case, Lee's attitude and behavior has been ongoing since the 1990s and has been convicted numerous times for incidents that impacts greatly on residents, he wrote. She has persistently shown no consideration at all for her actions her offending has had on others. Police have informed Lee that she needs to keep a clean sheet, and they encourage anyone who sees her breaching any of the terms of her CBO to contact authorities. And wow. There we are.
Scene.
Yeah, she can't pee or poop in public anymore. She can't use alcohol, abusive language. She can't call 999. She also can't use a dog to threaten or intimidate people, because apparently that's also been an issue with this lady. Wow, fun.
Shit. Well, damn it. Our last story is going to take us to our friends at World News Daily Report. And it seemed like I really missed these stories since we've been gone. And this one tells us, it doesn't say where it was. Let's see. Florence Federal Prison. So maybe that's Alabama. Well, we'll see. A prisoner released after a 25-year sentence arrested for stealing bedsheets from prison hidden in his rectum. Prisoner set to be released this morning. Oh, Colorado, from a super maximum security prison in Colorado, after serving 25 years, was arrested before even exiting the facility while attempting to steal bedsheets and pillowcases from the prison he had hidden in his rectal cavity. 71-year-old Warren McIntyre served 25 years.
Wait, he tried to smuggle prison bed sheets out of the prison his way out.
On his way out, right.
Okay, good.
In his butt,
in
Rob.
Even better.
They would see him carrying it otherwise.
I mean, probably get his ass, like, going to take some of these for why? And I can't imagine I guarantee they're not using fucking Egyptian cotton in the prison for the bed sheets.
No, he had been in there 25 years in the federal prison system for a kidnapping and murder committed in Denver in 1991 and was set to be released during a cavity search. Before his release, security guards found two bed sheets.
Yeah.
And two pillowcases wrapped in plastic bags.
That's a lot.
Inside his rectal cavity. Inside his person. Right. They use such weird language. Right? Why can't they just use English like the rest of us? They always want to use inside his person, and the perpetrator was perpetrated and he was apprehended. Just say, we caught the bad guy.
Documents, right? You know, affidavit states.
The affidavit states.
Yeah.
In accordance with the regulations of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, a 71-year-old man was immediately accused of third-degree burglary and sent back to his cell to await trial. Spokesperson of the penitentiary facility, they're doing this on purpose, Mr. Michael James, described the theft as a possible desperate attempt to remain in prison during a brief press conference a few hours after the incident. The detainee spent most of his life in prison, 37 years in total. He probably wanted to avoid being released in a world he knows nothing about.
At least he knew about bedsheets.
Right. Mr. James said that the several prisoners commit crimes while in prison to avoid being released, but this is the first time an American prisoner is caught trying to steal from a penitentiary facility.
McIntyre
found God and renounced violence while in prison. I guess God showed him a nonviolent way to remain in prison. It's weird, I'll admit, but I've seen worse. Mr. McIntyre is accused of third-degree burglary and faces a maximum sentence of 24 months. The United States Attorney's Office for the District of Colorado demanded a psychiatric evaluation to determine if he was mentally fit to stand trial and can be considered criminally responsible for his actions.
Fair enough.
Therefore, the beginning of his trial was scheduled in August to allow time for a complete evaluation.
Wow.
And I'm sure the fine would have been, you know, $280,000 or something silly for the $12 bed sheets.
Probably.
Luck would have it in a lot of these stories that we cover.
Yeah, affidavit states.
Yeah. Well, God damn it.
Yeah. I feel like,
so 157
I mean,
again.
I mean, that's a lot to shove up your ass, right?
That's got to hurt.
I mean, logistically speaking, I mean, that's a fucking nightmare.
Right. I would guess.
I mean, you can't swallow it because you die.
Right.
The other way, though, right. I mean.
Yeah, the other way, yeah.
That's safer. That's the way I smuggle things out of prison.
You got an unlimited room back there.
After all the
cutlery.
After the amount of Chicago-style pizza I ate this week.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
What was on that pizza, that picture that you sent? It looked like it had spaghetti on it. Was it just...
What?
You had so much of it, I guess you don't remember.
The one that Kelly sent you?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go back and look.
Well, with the two slices missing, I was concerned you weren't sharing.
I wish share.
It looked really good, though.
Finnegan's a good boy. It says so on his name tag now.
Yeah, on his name tag.
No, that's spaghetti. Huh? That's just cheese pizza. That was just pizza sauce on the top.
Okay. Looks pretty good. Made me hungry.
Oh, man. It's some good stuff. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then we ordered, that's from Giordano's. We ordered from another place then. Lou Malnati. And it wasn't nearly as good, though. It's too bad.
Yeah, I've only been to Chicago once, and I was in there for the day, so in and out the same day. And the guy that I met up with for a work meeting took me to a place called Portillo's, and I didn't know. So we got some sausages and stuff like that. It was pretty good.
There's a Portillo's like 10 minutes from me. I have not been there yet, though. They just recently opened it. Yeah.
Ever to a Portillo's or just that one?
No, Portillo's...
Right, you've never been to a Portillo's?
I've never been to a Portillo's.
Oh, okay.
But there's a Portillo's that just opened near my home.
Yeah, you got to go do it. Go get the sausage, the Italian beef.
Actually, I think like DoorDash will deliver it to me too. Oh man, I did have a hot dog at Navy Pier though. That was pretty
good. Chicago dog?
So I didn't go with the Chicago style. I went to this hot dog place that had all these fancy hot dogs, and I forget exactly which one I had, but it was delicious. So that's good.
But not a Chicago dog.
They fried the hot dog.
Oh, that's good.
Everything tastes better fried, right?
Yeah. So this is the beef and sausage. So you get the sausage inside the roll, and then they put the Italian beef on it.
Oh, man, look at that.
And the crinkle fries.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
Let's see if they'll deliver Portillo's DoorDash. Let's see.
You can order. And they have, I think they have, well, no, that's something else.
Why do I do not disturb on? My phone randomly turns do not disturb on now.
Well, yeah, it has that smart feature.
It's focus now. Focus.
Yeah, here's the Italian beef sandwich, the big beef sandwich. Italian beef and sausage combo. So look at that. You see the big old sausage in there.
Oh, that was delicious. Look at that.
It's got the beef in there. So I just got.
Oh, damn it. They won't.
Well, no.
They won't deliver to my house through DoorDash. Let's see if there's another So, dude, I'm trying to visit the website through your fucking screen share. It's not interactive on my end. I can't control that. One free cake on your birthday? I feel like I should. Let's see here. All right. Allow. And then the next closest one's in Indiana. Do you have them in your...
No, the only way that I can do it is the order online. I got to do like Taste of Chicago and have it shipped. They put it in dry ice and they send it. So it's not going to be near as good as driving 5 miles.
You can do that with Giordano's pizza too. You can have them put on dry ice.
Yeah, Taste of Chicago.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, here it is right here. Okay, so directions, menu. Order online. Okay. Take out and delivery. Okay, deliver it. Let's see. Delivery powered by DoorDash. Let me see.
Oh, there it is. There's Lou Malnati's. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it wasn't as good as...
there it is, Italian beef kit.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the as Giordano's. Not nearly. All right.
Oh.
Here, let's see. I'm going to see if I can get him to deliver Portillo's to my... Hello.
Well, drive to, ooh,
delivery
tomorrow.
Delivery available. Oh, I can get that shit delivered here to my house.
It's 5 miles away. You can just drive over there tomorrow and get it.
I can get it at 9, but I can get it at 9:30 right today, though.
Yeah, but the library closes at 9.
That's true.
I don't think you want any Italian beef before the library.
Next available time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. What are we talking about? Portillo's.
Right. Yeah, you're off tomorrow.
Giordano's. What do you mean? I am off tomorrow. And the kids are sleeping at elderly listeners' house. See? So you can ship a frozen pizza.
Yeah.
Giordano's pizza, 2 pizza pack. Oh, fuck me. That looks good. Here, let me send this to you. Let's see. You can. This is what you need to get. I've had several different varieties of Chicago style pizza, and Giordano's, I can tell you right now, is the best one. So if you get cheese, I'll get a cheese and I'll get the sausage is good. And I'll get a sausage, and it's $77. But it's so good, though. You get, there's two, and are they large size pizzas? Let's see here. Because the large ones are pretty big. 10 inches serves 2 to 3 people. There we go. Let's see here. Review cart. Because 100 and... Oh, there's two packs. That's why I accidentally ordered two of them. $77. I feel like it's worth it, though.
5 minutes away. Just go, and that way it's fresh right there.
Well, it's
not sitting in somebody's car.
Well, I can't get... There's no Giordano's by my house.
Oh, but the Portillo's you can
Portillo's do. I can get. I can just drive there and get it.
Yeah, you should tomorrow.
Oh, it's fine. I'll do it. Well, we're going to Naked. Have you heard of Naked Burger?
No. We got a Smash Burger, and I feel like they go together.
Smash Burger, yeah, we have those too. But Naked Burger.
They're there tomorrow.
Naked Burger, Detroit. Look at this. This is where we're eating dinner tomorrow.
French place tomorrow. I don't think they have burgers.
French?
Yeah, no, Melissa, she picked it. So
this is where we're taking Dave. We're treating Dave and Jennifer tomorrow. Look at this, Naked Burger.
I'll wait.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it off the your screen share. Let's see here.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, the drink. Look at the food. The food menu.
Well, I'm in the drink menu already.
I went there too.
Bell's Two Hearted.
Okay.
Bell's No Yeah. Founders Rubeus. There you go. Blake's Strawberry Lemonade.
The starters.
Soft Parade.
Naked Burger. Chipotle Cheddar. Better. Lettuce.
All right, I'll go.
What's butter lettuce? I feel like it's better than regular lettuce. Tomato shallots, right. Naked sauce, sandwiches, chicken mac, buttermilk fried. Look at this. This is a sandwich. It's a chicken sandwich. Buttermilk fried chicken, all natural, plus coleslaw, plus five cheese mac with a mac and cheese with a lemon parsley aioli. I mean, that sounds sounds pretty great. Oh, there's aged white cheddar, caramelized onions, candied bacon, avocado, sunny side up egg, tomato jam, garlic aioli.
Garlic aioli.
Would they have a truffle burger?
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this. Five cheese.
Probably shouldn't eat Portillo's before you go there. You want your stomach to be a pit.
I want my stomach to be in tip top shape when I go to Portillo's. Yeah. So maybe I'll go there on Sunday.
Yeah. After you've digested the naked burger, you can go to Portillo's.
Perfect. This is going to be great.
It was a good weekend.
I'm action packed.
Oh, man. Well, shit. Well, let's do the recap.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll tell everybody bye.
I feel like we stopped. The episode ended like 20 minutes ago. I'm not sure. Whatever.
I haven't even started recording. I mean,
whatever yet. You need to cut, cut. Whatever you need to keep, keep. I don't give a fuck. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.